Hey guys, this is a bonus episode because the world is going crazy. The world is showing us exactly what not to do as new investors, and I just had to come up on here and make a bonus episode to discuss what's happening yesterday, today, breaking news in the stock investment world. So if you haven't heard yet, I have been posting all about investing in stocks, part one and part two. Those are out already, and I was going to end it there, but then this news just broke on the day that I published my part two. So I had to come back on here and address what the hell is going on right now. So basically what's happening right now with a couple of stocks, but mainly the headliner is GameStop, which is a video game retailer. So imagine like a Blockbuster of, you know, if you weren't born in this era of Blockbusters, I'm sorry, but basically it was a store where you can go in and rent out DVDs, right? Or rent out movies. So GameStop is very similar, where it's just like a video game retailer where they sell games. Obviously due to COVID-19, but also in general, a shrinking market for physical stores to go into to buy games, GameStop was a very poorly performing company. Like they've started to see massive declines in their profits, in their share prices since 2019. And in fact, there were talks and speculation that GameStop was eventually going to go bankrupt. And it was very apparent that it was going to, according to their share prices. At one point, I think in 2019, their share prices have gone down to like $4 or $5. Like, it was barely nothing. And it was a significant kind of, what should we call it, sign that the company was going to die, right? And of course, during this pandemic and just in general, a lot of these traditional retailers, not just GameStop, but other companies, like for instance, another name that's coming up is AMC, which is an entertainment company, a theater company. And as you guys know, like, theaters all over the world had to be shut down. And as a result of that, basically they had zero business. And so all of the industry is struggling right now, including AMC Entertainment. So their share prices have been tumbling as well. So that's just two examples of kind of traditional retailers that are struggling. Now comes a concept in investing that I kind of briefly mentioned, I think, in either part one or part two. I can't really remember. But it's the investing strategy called short selling. And this is something that I guess is worth mentioning, but I didn't go into much detail because it's generally not a strategy that I would ever recommend anyone go with unless you have significant amounts of funding and you're very, very confident in your investing strategy, which even I'm not that confident in my investing strategy, so I would never go and short sell a company. So I just wanted to come on here for those of you who want to be in on the tea, but don't necessarily understand the mechanism behind what short selling is, why are prices so high right now. But TLDR, what happened to GameStop is they've seen over the course of, I think, a couple of months, you know, and I think Wall Street analysts did not really pick it up until this week, really, when stocks for GameStop started soaring 1,000%. And I think at one point, the 52-week high, basically the yearly high of the share price, was at around $480 to $490, which compared to their previous share price of $4.80, this is crazy, crazy growth. And so that's what happened, okay? And so we're going to discuss what that means. So going back to when this company was struggling, it still is struggling, by the way, and the share price was at around $4 to $5. What Wall Street analysts and investors were doing was what I just mentioned, short selling. And what that concept is I'm going to try to break it down as easily as possible of what shorting means. You'll hear this a lot in the news. You'll hear it a lot in like movies as well. The Big Short is one that I mentioned in my investing series about shorting the entire housing market, Michael Burry. who is now a billionaire, for shorting the housing market and timing that perfectly. But I digress. Anyway, what happens is a short selling investor believes that a company's stock value is going to drop in a relatively short period of time because of certain things, external factors, because, like, for example, the pandemic was really, really trying for physical retailers. So maybe that might be a sign. Maybe there are signs or insider information about a company going bankrupt because they're not doing very well in their financials. That could be one. Another one is that for a long time, Wall Street analysts or analysts in general have realized that this company's stock prices are inherently overvalued, right? So in my last episode, we discussed undervalued stocks, but there are stocks that investors believe are overvalued. And one classic example of that is Tesla, right? There's a lot of short selling investors who lost a lot of money this past year because they inherently believed that Tesla stocks, according to all the traditional analyzing metrics, were overvalued, and therefore it could only tank. It was only a matter of time to do that. Now, how short selling works is basically a short investor goes to a brokerage and borrows existing shares from shareholders. And for that, they pay a small fee. Okay. So they're, let's say, buying stock X at $100, okay? And they think it's overvalued, that it's going to drop soon. So what they do is basically they borrow it at $100, pay a small fee in advance, and then they wait for this thing. They sell it at $100. So now they have $100. And they wait for this stock price to drop. And then eventually, the happy scenario is that this company's stock drops to, let's say, $20 because of all the reasons that I listed out there. And so they buy it at that lower price point at $20 and they return it to the broker. So what happens is because they sold it and kept $100 and they bought it again at $20, they just made $80 profit minus any fees that they had to pay to borrow this stock. So that's how short sellers make profit out of short selling, or being in a short position is what they call it. Now, this type of investment is inherently extremely risky because there's an unlimited amount that you could lose, right? If this stock continues to grow, which a real life case is Tesla, right? A lot of people thought, oh, it's going to tank. But what happened? Tesla's stock grew more than, I believe, 800% this past year. That's 800% in loss if a short position were to be kept for that long on Tesla, right? So it's extremely, extremely, extremely risky. And for couple more reasons, like a short selling investor usually doesn't keep this share borrowed for a super long time at a time. Why? Because for however long you're borrowing the share, you have to continue to pay fees, interest rates, whatever it may be on this share that you're borrowing from the broker or from any platform. Which is why they need to make sure they're cutting their losses quickly. They need to make sure that they're making profit as quickly as possible. All right, so now that we understand kind of the mechanism behind short selling, we're going back to this GameStop story because it's a really interesting one, actually. And I'll provide my commentary as I go as well. So obviously, because GameStop has been a struggling business, you know, their stocks or shares are tanking. It's already been tanking for years even. There's a lot of short selling investors, and there were a lot of hedge funds, huge, like we're talking $1 billion in assets type of hedge funds who were shorting this stock. And obviously they had, you know, they're not individual investors. So I'm not putting like $20 into shorting the stock, right? They're putting millions behind shorting the stock, expecting it to one day hit a rock bottom where they can really, really benefit from huge profits. Now, with social media, as I told you guys in my episode, social media is a very dangerous place, right? Especially when you talk about stocks and which stocks you should buy into and all of that. And this is exactly that example. So what happened was there was a forum created on Reddit of these basically troll investors. And really, they were also people of high net worth because they had to have enough money to kind of outplay the system. But basically for months now, what they've been doing is they've been analyzing the stocks and saying, hey, look, there is really an opportunity here if we play by volume. So there's an opportunity here for all of us. If all of us on this forum were to buy shares of GameStop, we can actually drive the prices up, right? Because where there's a lot of demand to a limited supply of, you know, issued shares, the prices will go up. And that's exactly what happened here in the past couple of days with GameStop, is that their prices soared like more than 1,000% in just a couple of days. So they were able to do that because they wanted to troll the millionaire, billionaire hedge funds out there who were shorting the stock. And basically, what's another kind of layer to the story is investors were actually shorting the stock more than there were actual shares issued. So let's say in the market, a company like GameStop issues 10 shares, right? The total pool of investors that were shorting this stock was actually borrowing more shares than were issued. So they were borrowing 20 shares when there's not even 20 shares available in the market for GameStop. What does that mean? That means when they see that the prices are going up, and they want to cut their losses, right? So they're saying, oh, shoot, I bought this for, you know, $100 thinking it'll be $20, but now it's at $150. I need to cut my losses right now. I'll just buy it at $150 and call it a day. Like, I've lost on this short position. That's fine. We'll move on, right? That is ideally what would happen if these hedge funds and these investors didn't try to do some funky monkey business and borrow more shares than there is available out in the market. And so now all of these investors who have been in a short position with GameStop is scrambling to be able to buy some shares of GameStop. And so what are investors on the Reddit side doing? They're saying, buy and hold, do not sell, do not sell. Because if they sell, then there's going to be shares available out in the market for these billionaire hedge funds to buy up and cut their losses. You see how, like, this is actually a pretty, I don't know, pretty cool story, because it's like the underdogs are overtaking all of these, like, people who are traditionally known for borderline fraudulent activity, right? With money that they believe is not really inherently a free market. And this is exactly what's happening, is that investors are utilizing that free market concept to say, actually, I can do whatever the fuck I want. And actually, I can also rally up basically and crowdsource all of these investors who are willing to buy the stock and rally it up to the price. So it's really, I don't know, I feel like one day there's going to be a movie made about this, because it's just, on the one hand, it's like so ridiculous. On the other, it's kind of like a victory on the underdogs. So it's a cool story. But now what's happening, the latest news that's happening, is all of these brokerages or all these platforms, one that you'll see a lot in the headlines is Robinhood, which is only available, I believe, in the US and like Australia or something. They are actually not allowing clients to trade or buy more of GameStop anymore. And TD actually has also come out and limited the purchase of not just GameStop, but other like AMC, other companies that I didn't really look into. But they're doing that because firstly, they want to make these shares available to investors who are going to be losing out on, you know, extreme losses. So it's an interesting one. It really, really is. I do have a feeling that this is going to become something way bigger than just a simple like, oh, we're going to stop you from trading. There's going to be massive amounts of debate on this, because what these individual investors have shown is basically, look, this is a free market, and using our social platforms, we're able to rally up a stock price regardless of all of the technical analysis, regardless of all of the corporate financials. Just the fact that we can rally up massive amounts of people to do this, we can trade however we want. This is a free market, right? And so, of course, because there's a limited amount of shares issued, there's limited supply. Now there's an increased demand, rapid increase of demand, you're going to see the prices soar up, right? So that's what I think the investors are trying to prove here. And the fact that these brokerages and these platforms are not allowing them to now buy in the name of volatility is in some sense unethical or even illegal. If you think about it, just because the big guys are losing now as a result of their own doing, if you think about it, they're shorting more stocks than shorting more shares than is available for this stock. And historically, they've been working on an imperfect amount of information available, right? There's not as much information available to the public as there is to Wall Street investors. If you think about it, I mean, theoretically there is, because all of these public companies need to share their information, but realistically there isn't, because there's insider trading, there's insider information that floats around, there's this type of semi-fraudulent activity in the Wall Street, you know, I'm saying Wall Street, but really it's like in the financial sector where people are playing games like this. You know, they're able to borrow, essentially short more shares than there is available, and they're playing this very risky game of, you know, of overconfidence. That's what it is. They were overconfident about the fact that this share was going to tank in price sooner or later. And as a result of that, they played this very, very dangerous game. And honestly, these individual investors who came together taught this industry a big lesson. And it's that they should not be feeling so comfortable about their position, so overly confident about any type of position that they make in trading. And so to then not allow the mass public to trade because, oh, these hedge funds are going to lose billions of dollars as a result of their own risky activity, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be huge debate on that. And I think there's going to be even, I think just recently, AOC has tweeted out about how unethical and illegal this is, and that there will be a Senate hearing on it. So do I think it's ethical? I don't think so, because it's kind of like a, well, you've kind of burned yourself moment, right? You played this very risky game. You understood the risk that you were taking, but you were way too comfortable with the fact that, with assuming that the general public would not catch on to this. And as a result, they did. And what are they doing? They're choosing in their investment strategy, they're choosing to buy and hold. And in holding, it means that there's less of these shares available circulating in the market for people to buy up. And as a result, there's not enough shares for all of these hedge funds to get in and cut their losses. Well, this is kind of like a boohoo, too bad, too sad kind of a moment. You know what I mean? That's my personal opinion. And I think that is the opinion of the general public, is this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to just assuming that the general public will just go along with these very risky investments while the rich are getting richer, and just assuming they'll get away with it. So I could see potentially massive lawsuits happening. I mean, I think there's already a class action lawsuit filed against Robinhood, which was one of the first platforms to restrict trading for the stock. And I think it's going to be completely big. It's going to turn into an ethical issue of so you can stop the mass public from making money off of a choice that a lot of people have made at the same time. The market, right, is demanding, but you're not going to stop Wall Street investors and these big hedge funds from benefiting billions and millions off of risky investments and off of rallying and off of the failure of these companies. So I think that's where this story and this case study is very, very interesting, because it's really a moral dilemma as well when it comes to trading. I mean, I'm not a professional trader. If you asked someone who does this, if you asked someone who's on Wall Street, maybe it might be a very, very tough subject, and maybe they'll have a completely different aspect to this. But in my opinion, it's the same thing that happened in 2008, where, you know, they were overly confident with the housing market and they were really defrauding the public. And so that's my opinion on this, but I do really believe that this will blow out of proportion, definitely, and become a much bigger conversation than just, oh, a group of Reddit investors happened to do this really fun thing where they gave a big fuck you to all the big hedge funds out there and resulted in all of these big companies losing billions of dollars collectively on this one stock. There's so many layers to this. It's so interesting. But I jumped on here because there's a moral of the story. And the story is basically, if you are a new investor right now looking at the news and thinking, oh my God, this share is soaring, like I better get in on the fun, please don't. Like, really, please don't. Because these investors who are on the Reddit page, they are not novel investors who have a little bit of money to play around with. Like, they're also got, you know, heavy cash to play around with, right? They understand the risks. They understand that, you know, we could be losing heavily. I mean, there's a bigger chance. There was a bigger chance that they would lose, but they didn't. And so it's a highly unlikely situation, and you should never, 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 please don't invest in this way. It's not a sustainable way. And sure, there's a lot of individual investors out there who may have potentially gotten rich over this increase in stock prices, but it's definitely not sustainable, and it's not one that will exist like 10 years down the line, which is usually what investing in stocks are for. Okay. And now that all of these brokerage platforms have restricted the buying and selling of the stock, now a lot of investors who had just gotten in, they're going to also seek massive losses because they got in on a price point that was way, way, way too high. Like, I think today I got a quick look of the GameStop prices and already they've lost 30% of their share prices. I told you, this week they peaked at around 490. Today they're already at 250. So almost half has been just erased in value. And so if you're not somebody who has all that cash rolling around, who doesn't care, then you should never, never, never try and follow this trend. And this is exactly why I warned everyone to say, don't follow trends, because it's so dangerous in this way, right? People who bought from $4 and rallied all the way up and held on to that tightly until now, congratulations, you can now sell the stock at $255. Like, I congratulate you so much, but this is more of a trolling, like, fuck you moment, more so than, this is like a sound investment strategy. This is more, you know, a message to the big guys out there that, hey, like, we, the small investors in big numbers, can actually outnumber you and completely destroy your investment strategy. And in this case, they were trying to make a point to investors who traditionally do investments in a very risky way. So they focus on shorting, they focus on the failure of businesses, right? And that is in principle what they wanted to, the message that they wanted to get out there is like, you can't just bet against companies that are not doing well and reap millions or billions in profits that way. So that was the message that I believe that this Reddit forum wanted to get out there. Is this something you should get on? Please don't get on it. It's not worth it. And probably the dumbest decision anyone can make. And honestly, if this is something that compels you, I would recommend you probably go to a casino and just, you know, bet your money away or like buy a lottery ticket. Like, it does not mean it's going to be sustainable. So it's no different than gambling. So please don't do it. And I will see you next week.